Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome into the Chat Pack Podcast. It is an exciting night here on twitch.tv/chat_pack, where you can catch the usual podcast about this, that, and the other thing some point during the week. We return from a week off with an exciting head-to-head contest, a battle of wits, a battle of brainular champions. Who has the most significant brain genes of them all? It's Trevor Heim.
I've got great brain genes. They're made of denim.
Taking on Caleb Cole.
My middle name is Brainular.
His middle name is Brainular. And bring your brains to this brain bowl, because it's going to get brainy in here for the first annual Chat Pack Trivia Brain Bowl Competition Quarantine Streamerama on AF.
Annual, I don't know if I can handle that commitment. I'm just saying, could we just call it the first and maybe the last?
The first Chat Pack Brain Bowl Cranial, whatever I said, that other series of words. We're playing trivia tonight here on the podcast. That's usually about this, that, and the other thing. Caleb and Trevor going head to head, mano y mano, in a little trivia. And if you're watching there in the chat, please join us as well here as we play. And check out this beautiful new stream overlay, by the way. Before we dive in, we have to acknowledge the fact that Trevor has put in some great work on giving the show a fresh coat of paint. We're still learning some things, so there'll still be some hiccups. You know,
it's not good enough.
And not only has he done that, it looks great. But can we also just mention that the everybody's mustache game has increased a lot? I mean, like my mustache has been long for a long time, but Trevor, you got like handlebars now. Paul, you always struggled with the mustache section, but now it's getting long. Oh yeah. Gosh, that was abhorrent. Never mind. There we go. Oh, he like twisted it and he grimaced a little bit, like almost seductively. Can you do a seductive grimace? Tracks, you can, right? Like
he's got the Waluigi. Yeah,
you
look.
Can't catch me.
Yeah, it really is. It is a Nintendo character.
Whoa.
Paul does kind of look like the bad guy in an anime film sometimes.
I'll take that. Speaking of anime films, I watched Akira this week. It was nuts. Oh, the movie's crazy.
Dude.
Oh, Paul, I got a bone to pick with. Sorry, go ahead, Trevor. Go ahead.
No, the moment is passed.
I got a bone to pick with Paul.
No, I want you to. I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to him.
That's fair. No,
I think he was talking to me, Trevor. He wants to talk to me.
No, Trevor, I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to...
No, Paul. Yeah, see, Paul's confused, Trevor.
See, I was right.
He's getting older. He's losing his wits.
No, I had never seen Akira, and I know that it has had a huge cultural influence, and there's like so many references to it in like everything. Even like The Simpsons, I think, makes like a reference to Akira, and it just changed like anime and animation for a long time. But I had never seen it, and a little local theater, a little indie theater by me, did a special showing of it that was at like...
Gotta love those small theaters.
Yeah, it was at like 10 p.m. or something one night, and a coworker and I was like, do you want to go check this out? Like, I've never seen this movie. He's like, I've never seen it either. And I don't think I would have wanted to experience it any other way. Like, that was
incredible. Tight that you got to see it in on a... Was it the sub or the dub?
Was it the what?
The sub or the dub?
The subtitles or like the vocal or
it,
voice
it
dub?
It was the subtitles. It was the subtitles.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, good. Because honestly, like that's one of those cases where it's like it's not just the difference of it having subtitles in it being Japanese and the voice act. Like there's music cues and stuff that aren't in the dub version. So it's like if you're going to watch Akira, like to watch the best way to watch it is to watch the sub, because it actually is the full movie. And I just watched it. You got to pay attention. It's a crazy movie, but
it's awesome.
Anyway,
it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, Caleb, you should watch it. It's on Hulu. Both the sub
and
the dub.
Check it out. Now back to my bone that I've got to pick with Paul.
Yeah, all right.
You told me Avatar was going to be on Netflix May 10th. You liar.
No, I said May 15th.
You told me May 10th, and I will stand by that till my the day of my death.
I mean, there's literal voice recordings on streaming services of that of your choice.
We're
going to
ignore those. We're not
the Chat Pack podcast
where
that conversation was recorded and published alongside a bunch of other great episodes, because this is episode 40. And we thank you all so much for listening and for tuning in and joining us.
Anyway, I was really excited. I can't wait to force my girlfriend to watch those with me. I'm hoping that they've aged well because I haven't watched them since I was like 17. I'm trying to think about the last time I actually watched.
It's still considered to be the top or a top cartoon. Okay,
I mean it's incredible.
Let's dive into trivia here. And so let me count how many categories I have here. I have one, and so I'm thinking of two rounds of three and then a final category. And it's going to be simple. I'm going to ask you the question. Don't blurt it out. And you're just going to tell me the answer. I'm going to give you, you know, a little bit of time, and then you'll answer. It's not going to be a fast thing.
Should we
hold
it up? Should we write it?
If you have something to write, that would be, I think, easy. But I wasn't sure. Because I was going to say, if you just don't blurt it out,
that sounds like a waste of paper.
Then we can just keep track that way.
All right, we'll do it like that.
So,
right. Ready?
Yeah, I just need to get, let me get a Google Doc up.
Today's the day.
Wait, so
take Trevor down.
Do we want to explain like the idea or like where this came from? Because we don't normally do trivia on the show, I feel like.
No, yeah, I just thought of it. And so we didn't do an episode last week. And we just were thinking of something fun, maybe a little bit kind of engaging, mix it up a little bit too. And I just thought of trivia, and we wanted to collab with people, and I had this great big thing, but we want to work to that, maybe eventually do a couple more of these, because it's just a fun way to break up the podcast and just bring some trivia that people might have.
Also,
and
honestly, Paul's, it's my tryout,
because I think I might take up a mantle of a trivia guy if, you know, when bar trivia becomes a thing. I saw the host do it, and it always looked kind of fun. And I thought,
you know,
hey,
and I thought
maybe
that
this is something I might want to do.
You're probably pretty scared of losing to us in trivia like this. So it's perfect for you to be the host.
Exactly. That's
no
why
fun when
why,
you don't play along.
Yeah, but you got Trevor to compete against.
I'm gonna crush him.
Trevor okay. Just knows so much. He's a genius.
Okay, so
only
we
about
have
certain things.
All right, while I count these and get set up, I want you guys to explain what are your strengths, weaknesses, what are you hoping to hear, what are you guys hoping for here out of trivia tonight?
Bragging rights.
Trevor, what do you... what do you think, what categories do you think you'll... You know, this is actually really ironic because I was home with my parents, not yesterday, but the day before, and we just for some reason got on a Jeopardy kick, and we were just watching so much Jeopardy, and I was doing a lot better than I remember last time I watched. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'd say like at least like one in every four questions I feel like I knew, like, and that's pretty good for Jeopardy, at least as a layman, you know. It's like I didn't...
Yeah, definitely.
Like I felt pretty good. And then even some of the stuff's like they did, I think it's just traveling. You know, traveling and reading helps so much with that kind of stuff. Like, one of the questions was, like, what Central American country, or which two Central American countries border only one ocean? And I actually got that one. You know, Belize and El Salvador.
Oh, okay, wow. So these questions, we have eight categories, five questions in each category, and then I will come up with a final question. You guys got that? And okay. Okay, I have got a number. I'm thinking one or two. Caleb, you pick.
Two.
You won, Caleb. You want to go first or second? You want to pick the category, or you want to let Trevor pick?
What kind of fairness is that? I'm thinking of two numbers. Wait, it's either one or two. Caleb, pick the number.
50-50. It's 50-50.
It looks like I'm winning already. I'll go first. Wait, but aren't we answering at the same time?
You are, but you're picking the category.
Okay, yeah, I'll pick the category first. Fuck Trevor. I got this.
Wow.
Okay. Your categories. Sports.
No.
Technology.
What? Possibly.
Science.
Who needs science. That?
Food and drink.
Ooh.
Science.
Geography. Music. Movie and TV questions or video games?
Video games is a good one. Let's go with geography. I think I know geography a little bit better than Trevor. I'm hoping.
I don't have a price level or anything. I'm just going to pick
a
from
price
this
level,
thing, like I said. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, I don't have the
video games for 500. 1200.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe this, it might be a softball, it might be hard, but I'm going to just kind of pick from this list that I have here.
I'll take famous titties for 200, Trebek.
Okay. Here we go. We'll start with an easy one. Which continent is the largest?
Okay, which
continent is the largest?
This is a... So now do we just... Are you going to count like 3, 2, 1 and then we say it?
Yeah, well, no, I'll just ask you... Well, yeah, it'll be like a... that. I think that's the best way to do it. Oh. I think. I feel like we might need you to just like...
This is going to be bad.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't even know the answer to this one. I might have screwed myself.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. On the count of three. 3, 2, 1
Wait, do we say it at the same time?
Ah!
Okay. Caleb says Africa. Trevor, what do you say?
Where is Antarctica?
Can't pick that. I already took it. What is?
The correct answer is Asia.
God damn it.
Asia is the largest
continent. I thought maybe Asia, but maybe
either
Africa.
One of you. How the is category it, picking
how is
sticks
it that
with,
Russia is a European country?
It's not.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
It's all like right. All right.
The category goes back to
Paul, this game sucks.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. Anyway, the category picking goes back to you. I think you guys should get a piece of paper or something. Get something. I feel like you should get a piece of paper. I think that's going to be the best way to do.
Let me see what I got.
To do this.
I think I got a notebook. Yep.
All right. Quick intermission here.
All right.
Stream's kind of lagging. Sorry if you're watching on the live stream. It's lagging a little bit. But I'm just going to focus to the trivia.
Paul,
Focus up.
I want to pick my category.
Keep track of your points too, guys, by the way. Just so we have a double check.
So how many points I'm keeping do I track, have but right just now?
Don't zero off your responsibilities.
0 points. 0 points for both of you for keeping track of my own points.
I'm going to say 200 points for effort.
For Gryffindor. Okay. Right, Caleb,
I
want
to go back to geography. Don't give me an easy one. Geography.
Okay.
I'd like it on the record right now that since we've had so much technical difficulties so far, I'm significantly drunker than normally I would be on the podcast. And that's going to affect my trivia abilities.
Excuses,
so.
Excuses, Trevor.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
All right. Caleb wants a little bit more difficult one. What is the capital of New Zealand? What is the capital of New Zealand?
Wait, is Caleb writing it down?
Count us down.
Yeah. Okay. Are you all right?
Trevor, didn't you get some?
Five. So hold it up. Hold it up when I'm after one. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're gonna count from five? Can we count from 30?
All right, we'll go 3, 3, 2, 1. Show me your answers.
Oh, it's backwards.
Auckland, Auckland for both of the guys here. Auckland is the answer for them.
Boom.
Auckland is the incorrect answer.
Damn
Wellington
it.
Is the answer. Wellington, Wellington is the capital of New Zealand. And again, I'm basing this solely off of this website. So if there's a wrong trivia question, I'm going to blame it on that website, not myself.
Auckland's the only city that I know in New Zealand.
That's why I figured that was going to be a more difficult one. All right. Caleb,
suck.
This is bullshit.
Let's control the board.
Let's go to video games.
Video games. Okay.
Show me video games.
Let's see here. Okay. Here's one for you guys. What is the name of the hero from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Wait, do I write this one down?
Yeah. You're going to write down all of them.
Something tells me that this one is not as obvious as I think that it is.
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys about 10 more seconds.
Do, 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 do,
all right.
Do,
do. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Trevor says Mike Tyson. Caleb says Little Mac, aka Paul's little bitch. Caleb is correct. That is a point for Caleb. Boo. It is Little Mac.
Boo.
Of course, Trevor. Ooh. Come on, man. You knew on the that board. One.
It's Mike Tyson's punch-out. Why wouldn't it be Mike Tyson?
Because you fight Mike Tyson. All right, Caleb maintains...
Why would you fight Mike Tyson? He's the bad guy.
He bit
Tyson's
somebody's
game.
Ear off.
Caleb maintains the control of the board here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Caleb, where would you like to go? If you need the categories again, let me know.
Let's go back to video games.
Video games. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's see here. Bum, 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 bum. Let's go here. All right. Okay. Here's one that's... No, I don't want to... Actually, let's... This one's a tough one. Which movie did Dwayne The Rock Johnson star in that was based on a video game?
Oh, this that's is a horseshit video game question.
Did
that's
Dwayne
a horseshit
that
video
Johnson
game question. I'm calling
star
you out, Paul.
In that was
that
based
so
on a video
easy
game.
That I can't even believe how easy it is.
Wait, we're
Caleb. How do you not
again?
Know this?
This question was rated as easy on triviaquestions.com.
I don't know it.
Caleb.
Okay. All right.
Wait, it's a video
game. Countdown.
It originated as a video game.
10
and Dwayne
seconds.
The Rock Johnson
played it in a movie. All right, Caleb. I'm giving you the countdown. 3, 2.
Wait.
1. Show me your work, Trevor. Let me see it. Trevor got it. Jumanji is a good guess. Jumanji is a good guess. No, Doom is the correct answer. Dwayne
Isn't
The Rock Johnson
Doom
stars.
Movie?
Yes.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
very
dude.
Bad.
There's a whole sequence where it's just first person, like a first person shooter, and it is horrible.
It's really bad. It is very, very bad.
It's so bad right. that it's almost kind of fun to watch. It's like a train wreck or something. But
oh
how
my
many
gosh.
Points did I get for
is,
that
it,
one?
So is it that bad?
It
that
one
it's
point,
good, like
one
the
point
room?
Per question. You can wager at the end. It's not, right, I would so say I've it's like you points. Watch it on FX. You watch it on FX because it's a rainy day and you have nothing else to do. Like that's what you,
imagine.
That's when you watch Doom.
Caleb, imagine The Room if they had the budget to get Dwayne The Rock Johnson as their main character.
I mean,
anyway. All right, yeah. Trevor, the control of the board goes to you.
All right. Let's see. Give me what was movies and TV one of them?
Movies and TV is yes. Let me get you one here.
Give me a Thank movies and TV question.
Again, apologies. The live stream is a little having some hiccups, but Trevor's doing some cool new stuff. But we'll get it back on track. So if you're tuning in or anything,
Paul, don't
thanks,
no,
thanks
just
for
ignore
hanging out
it.
With us.
Just it doesn't no. The live stream is fine, everyone. If you're listening to this pre-recorded, you should definitely check
okay.
out the live stream.
All right,
it always works great.
This one's going to be a little bit of a tough one, but I'm curious to see. Okay, this is movies and TV, and the question is: in what year was the first episode of South Park aired? In what year was the first episode of South Park aired?
You think I'm a fucking wizard, Paul?
Give you guys a little bit more time on this one.
All right,
I think I've got this one.
You got it? All right.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Let's see it. Trevor says 1999. Caleb says 2002. Incorrect on both ends for you guys.
Dang.
It is actually 1997. 1997.
Ooh, I was close.
Was when the first episode of South Park aired. Trevor, board continues to be yours.
Oh, man. What are my categories again?
Let's see. We have... going through here. We have geography, video games, science, music, movies and TV. We also have food and drink. We also have technology. And we also have sports.
Okay, not that one. Yeah, let's give me food and drink. Give me food and drink.
Okay, food and
what about technological food and drink?
That's not.
What
that's
about
not the,
virtual
the
food and drink?
Oh, yeah, Trevor, and video games as well is a category.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you
he
said
knows.
Food and drink. Food and drink. Here we go. Okay. Let's keep this one simple. That other one was hard. What other name does corn go by? What other name does corn go by?
I know of this.
Yep, same.
I'd be shocked if Caleb doesn't know this, given where we mostly
I literally have a degree in it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Maze from Trevor. Maze from Caleb. That is the correct answer for both of you. Maze is... That gives you guys some points. Ties the game up at 2 apiece. 2 apiece here as we keep moving along. Trevor, board control remains with you, my friend, as you also got that question right. So you still have it going on. Geography, video games, science, music, movies and TV, sports, tech, food and drink.
Hit me with one of those tech questions.
Tech it I like is. It. I was waiting how long. Trevor, I will say I almost picked one, but it was going to be too easy. This one has an auto section, and I said that was cheating. So you weren't allowed to have that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a... All right. This one's an interesting one here. What does HTTP stand for? What does HTTP stand for?
Oh, man. Oh, I totally know this. What?
I'm going to give you a little bit of time here because I need to... I'm copy and pasting each question, at least in the chat on the stream, just in case.
Damn. I should know this one.
What does HTTP stand for? That is the question that we are asking right here on the chat pack. Trivia night. Having some fun here. Hope you guys are having fun too. Okay, guys, I'm giving the countdown here for you guys. What does HTTP stand for? All right, hold it up on the screen here.
All right, I got it. I have your right answer here for you.
Okay, Hypertext Transfer Portal.
Paul, you were supposed to say Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Hot tubs, tasty pancakes from Caleb there. Trevor, what was yours? Hold it up again.
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Hypertext Transfer Protocol. I misread it, but that is a point for Trevor. Creativity points for you, Caleb.
So it's not portal?
Yeah, it is. I misread it. It is protocol. Hey! Hypertext Transfer Protocol. I misread that. So you were correct. I misread that. There so
Paul,
the answer is
I'm just hyper letting you know
suck it, Caleb.
That if you were interviewing for the Casa Trivia job, I wouldn't vote for you. I wouldn't.
Why?
He misread it. Misreading answer.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry.
He's misreading.
Trevor, the board stays with you.
Oh, man. I took the lead. I hate making decisions. Like, this is like the worst situation I could be in.
Pick food and drink again. Caleb's good at that.
Let's go with video games.
Damn it.
Video games it is. Okay. Here we go. This one's a good one. Pokemon was originally released on which video game console? Pokemon was originally released on which video game console? Should be a pretty easy one.
I think this one's pretty easy.
Are you sure it's not a trick question?
I think Paul gave it away because he said it was easy.
Counting you guys down in 3, 2, 1. Let's see it. Game Boy. That is correct. Pokemon Red and Blue. Releasing, of course, for the original Game Boy. There. Trevor, I love how the text looks on the stream, though, I will say. Okay. Trevor, you are rocking and rolling here. On a roll a little bit here. Score update for you guys here. Trevor 4, Caleb 3. Still a tight game here. We got 3 geography questions left, 2 video game questions, 5 science, 5 music, 4 movies and TV, 5 sports, 5 tech, 4 food and drink questions. Trevor, where are we headed?
Let's try out the music category.
Music category. Bum, 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 bum. Remember, I didn't come up with these questions, so I'm basing them solely off of this website, but they're pretty good here. Okay, this one should be a good one here. Which name is rapper Sean Combs better known by?
Sean Combs.
If I find out that you guys Googled, then
I'm not Googling anything. But I am going to use my lifeline to the chat. Just kidding. We don't got anything going on.
You didn't tell me that we got. Yeah, okay. All right. All ready, Paul?
Wait. Three? I'm not ready. What?
Three. Count it down, Paul.
Two. All right. One. Let's see him. Soulja Boy and Big Sean, both incorrect. Guys, we were looking for P. Diddy. Diddy is the name of Sean Combs.
Who even listens to P. Diddy?
All right, apparently Trevor, millions again, of board people. Staying with you.
Let's do another food and drink, Paul.
Food and drink. All right, Trev, here we go. Let's see. What do I want? Man, these are all pretty simple. So the food and drink one is going to be a simple one. But here we go. What name does deer meat go by?
Oh, come on.
What name does deer meat go by?
That's a stupid easy one.
What?
Yeah, most of them are pretty.
What, Trevor? Do you not know?
Pretty easy.
I don't think so. No, hang on.
Oh,
deer meat.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, am I coming by? Trevor's toying
Caleb,
with me.
Caleb with the chance to tie here.
I don't know if I know how to spell it correctly, but we'll try it. Here we go.
Let's see him. 3, 2, 1. Venison. That is correct for both of you. Yes, venison.
Trevor, don't toy with my heart like that. Meat.
I didn't know that's what deer meat is called. Venison?
Trevor continues to stay ahead of Caleb here. All right, Trevor, board, it's with you.
I need something to tip the scales. Jesus. Come on, Johnny.
I don't know. So far, Caleb's been really bad at most of them, so what one's left?
I'm one behind you.
No way, I'm kicking your butt.
You're only one behind. No, he's only one ahead of you. It is 5-4. All right, sure Trevor, let's winning. Pick a category here.
I'm not keeping track well. Bitch. All right, let's do another tech one.
Tech it is. All right, here we go. Technology. This one, no, that one's too hard.
Technology. Oh, come on. No.
You want to? All right, fine.
No,
okay,
no,
here
no,
we go.
I don't want it. No. No, all I right. don't want it. No, like, I want it. I want it. Yeah, let's do it. Nah, right. No, I don't want it.
Okay.
See, Paul, if you were a trivia host, you'd have to handle these kind of.
Yeah. No. Nah, yeah. All right. So, what was Twitter's?
What was Twitter's original name? I don't know. Next question.
Yeah.
Twitter.
All right. That one's not.
That's impossible.
One. Okay. Here. What is often?
Wait, it was
what is
called
often
something
seen?
Else other than Twitter.
It was called Twitter. Just spelled wrong. Yeah. Okay. What is often seen as the smallest unit of memory? What is often seen as the smallest unit of memory?
Well, it's a good thing that I've got here my
all right, three,
human memory
two,
textbook.
One. Let me see them. Let me see those answers. Bite
I said,
or bit? I am not going to take either of those. Kilobyte is often seen as the smallest unit of memory. I will not accept either one of your answers.
Boo.
I am sorry. Trevor, you were close, but I will not take
phew
that.
All right.
Well,
next category.
There goes that almost
on,
computer
Trevor,
science
a,
minor
don't
that
pick
I
a
had.
Bummer.
Trevor, all right. Trevor, here you go. You got you are on it again.
Don't pick a bummer.
All right. Let's do movies and TV again.
Movies and TV. Here we go. Thank you all so much for joining us here. All right.
Real quick,
this one
we
is,
got in the chat, Abelicious J said, mustaches, ? And yes is the answer to that.
Yeah, I think that is the only answer. Okay, here we go. Movies and TV. Which iconic TV show featured the main characters, Samantha, Carrie, Cynthia, and Charlotte? Which iconic TV series featured the main characters, Samantha, Carrie, Cynthia, and Charlotte?
All right.
You're doing trivia here tonight. That's not. Okay, Caleb is ready here.
Wait.
Trevor, I'm giving the countdown. TV show, also a movie. There is also a movie.
Wait, hold on. Can I Google it?
No. Nope.
That's cheating. And 3, 2, 1, let's see it. Trevor says Mean Girls. Caleb says Golden Girls. Both of you are incorrect. It's Sex in the City. Sex in the City.
I should have known that one. I should have known that one.
Correct answer to that question. Board remains with you, Trevor. Let's keep it rocking.
Damn, we've both been wrong or right together so often.
Yeah, you guys.
I don't know. Paul, pick a category. Pick a category.
Let's go back to geography here
for
you
guys.
Let's do that. I'll wipe the floor with Trevor.
That remains to be seen.
Let's see.
Come on, Paul.
All right, this one's a fun one. What is the smallest country in the world?
Is
Gibraltar a country?
In the world.
I don't think it is. I think it's a territory of England.
Is that the character in Apex Legends? What is
the smallest country in the world?
Oh, man. I feel like I remember reading this one time. Shit.
Hold on.
I need to talk to Trevor.
I want answers in 3, 2, 1. Let me see him. Rhode Island. Trevor says Rhode Island. Caleb says Gibraltar.
I think
both
it's a
of
country.
You are incorrect.
It's like Central
it is Vatican
West
City.
Europe.
Vatican City.
No, that doesn't count. I was going to write that, but that doesn't count as a
that
country.
Is a country.
It Vatican has city in the name.
Vatican Country, Vatican City.
I
Vatican
even
City
thought about it.
Caleb, you weren't going to write that. You didn't even,
no,
that didn't
I
even
did.
Cross your
I
mind.
Swear.
Don't act like
no,
you were going to write Vatican City
Trevor,
as the smallest country.
I'm going to reach through that screen and pull that mustache hair right out of that upper lip. We passed, Kelsey
like
and I passed by
it.
When we were in Rome. And I remember, sure. Never mind. All right, fine.
It's got city in the name. Okay.
Sorry, guys. I mean, that's just the way things go. All right, the score update still remains 5-4. Trevor was on a roll there, but has fallen off, but still remains.
Right, let's go back to geography. Come on, we're both salty about that one, right, Trev?
Give me another geography.
Two more geography.
Give me another geography.
Okay, which of the seven wonders is located in Egypt?
Which of the seven wonders is located in Egypt?
Well, I better make it easy for you guys because you apparently can't get anything else.
Paul, Ooh. You watch yourself.
All right. Giving you the countdown in 3, 2, 1. Let's see them. Pyramids of Giza. I'm going to take both of those answers. Ding, 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 ding.
One of them was more right than the other, though.
That is true. One of them was more right of others.
Can I have half a point for that?
You do not get half a point. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
What?
All right.
But I got it right.
Trevor,
I thought we both
got
points.
You got a point.
Points.
You got that point.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
no, you
yeah.
both got points. Don't worry. I was just quoting the movie. Trevor, the board remains with you.
I'm getting so
would
sick
you like
of...
to finish off the? Would you like to finish off the geography category?
You know what, Trebek, I would. Let's
All right,
just
let's finish,
finish
it
off.
Off.
Trebek, you look so young and vitalized.
I'm running out of paper over here.
All right.
Here.
Just write smaller.
Okay.
Which two countries share the longest international border? Or largest, the way you think of it. Which two countries share the longest or largest international border?
Isn't every border an international border?
The longest.
The U.S.
International.
What? Well... Yeah, not in the U.S., because the U.S. is one country. What are you talking about?
I got my answer. Trevor's
All right,
confused.
The answer,
he's drunk.
Let's see. 3, 2, 1. Let's see him.
You got
Trevor
right
just
more
said
than
Russia.
One country, Trevor.
That doesn't. That is not it. Caleb has the right answer. The United States and Canada.
Russia,
that is the correct answer.
Russia is
and
huge.
And that ties the game.
Russia is huge.
But you need another country. It would have to
That's
be like Russia
what country
and
does
China.
It border?
Russia goes along all
no,
the
no,
countries.
No. The long. Which two countries? Their mutual
I know,
border.
I know. right, we're tied.
That
up.
Ties
we're
the tied. Game up at six apiece. Geography is now done. All right, Caleb, you take over the board now. Video games, science, music, movies, and TV. Sports,
let's do
tech,
science.
Food,
we haven't done any science.
All right,
science. Sports are lame. We're not going to get to those.
Yeah, we can just skip the sports.
That sucks for you guys. Okay, let's see. Which planet is the hottest in the solar system? Which planet is the hottest in the solar system?
I feel like this is a trick question.
A brief question update here. Abelicious J in the chat says, music cue, what does Caleb smell? Sex and candy. That is 100% exactly what Caleb smells.
All right, we're moving on.
I smell sex.
Yeah, all right, here we go. The answer to the question, let's see. 3, 2, 1. Hottest planet in the solar system is Mercury. Your anus from Caleb. Incorrect on both of you. It is not. It is Venus. Venus is the hottest planet.
I just wanted to write, you know, I just want to say that I knew the answer, but I just want to write Uranus.
Sure.
You just I didn't know the answer. Yourself feel better. Caleb, board remains with you.
Don't worry. There's no way I can make myself feel better. You know what?
You want to stick in science?
Let's go with another science, and then after I win that question, we'll go to sports.
Oh, what is the symbol for potassium on the periodic table? So what is the letter symbol? What is the symbol for potassium?
I never took chemistry.
What is the symbol for potassium? Okay, I want answers in 3, 2, 1. Let's see them.
Aha.
Trevor put P-O with the small O, and Caleb put K. Caleb is correct. It is K. Potassium is a K.
Takes the lead.
He takes the lead with 7.
I never took a chemistry class.
Caleb said he wants sports after he won this one, so let's go into sports. And if you've been watching ESPN, this one is applicable to you, The Last Dance here. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? All right, giving you guys 10 more seconds.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Trevor put 6. Caleb put 5. The correct answer is 6. It is 6 NBA championships for Michael Jordan. Trevor ties it up.
Had to represent my hometown there.
Absolutely. All right, let's see here.
We're back on the board. We're back on the board.
Okay, Trevor, you have control of the board.
We're all tied up again.
What's left? Do we have a tech one left? Let's do a tech one.
Okay, tech. We have 3. There'll be 2 tech questions remaining after this one. But technology.
Wow, there's a lot of tech questions.
Here we go. All right, this one's going to be a hard one, though. Who is often called the father of the computer? Who is often called the father of the computer? For your tech question here. I feel like with the stream being where
I know this one.
I'm giving away too many of the answers in the chat here, but I like how they pop up here. So, good trial run continues here. But anyway, who is often called the father of the computer? Let's see your answers.
Trevor
in 3, 2, 1.
Had a class together where we learned this.
Steve Wozniak, Alan Turing, incorrect according to this one. So this was Charles Babbage. Babbage is what this is saying as the father of the computer. You guys can dispute that if you would like, but I have no way to refute that. So
I honestly had no idea.
Wow. Board remains with you, Trevor.
I looked it up because I'm just curious because I thought it was pretty firm. I thought it was Alan Turing. He was the guy who, I think he used cryptography. Yeah. Looking it up, it says Charles Babbage was considered to be the father of computing after his concept and then later the invention of the analytical engine in 1837.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. If anybody's listening, that sounds worth looking into. That just sounds really interesting, you know? That's your homework.
I thought you were saying
today.
If anyone is listening from 1837.
If anybody from 1837 happens to be in a
shout out to 1837. It's a good year. It's a solid year.
Trevor, the board remains with you.
Hit me with another video game one.
Video game question it is. Let's see. Let's see. Ah, this one's a good one. This one's going to be hard for you guys, though. This is a hard video game question. What is the name of the star system in which the Star Fox universe takes place?
Holy shit.
What?
What is the name of the star system in which the Star Fox universe takes place? The best about these video game questions is I don't have to click the show answer because I fucking know. These ones I know.
You know what that one? That is?
Oh, yeah. Off the top, off the back of my head. Easy.
Is it a real star system?
No. It's a fucking fake one. All right, let's get your answers in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Let's see them. Let's see them. Let's see them. Let's see them. Trevor put the Waluigi and Caleb put the Lylat system, which is correct. It Holy is the yes. Lylat system. The Lylat system is correct. That is where the Star Fox
I remembered dang. At the very universe. End. I was like, oh, the like the Smash map, Lylat. I think that's actually what I it might be called the Lylat system. So
there's definitely something with Lylat. There is one video game question left, Caleb, if you would like to eliminate the video game category.
You guys are Let's fucking go. Nerds.
Okay, let's go back Hurts to my feelings. The video.
The Lylat system.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
So does that mean I'm winning again? Is it 7-6?
This one is going to be really... I don't think you're going to get this one for either one of you. But Trevor, good luck. Besides Sonic the Hedgehog, which other Sega character was a playable character in Super Smash Bros. For Wii U? Besides Sonic, which other Sega character was a playable character in Super Smash Bros. For Wii U?
Man. Oh.
I know. I think I just got it. I think. I can't remember. All right,
you guys ready? All right, let's see answers in 3. Wait. No. 2, 1. I want to see answers. I want to Damn see
it.
Answers.
No, I remembered it the last
Trevor
second.
Trevor says Pac-Man. No, Pac-Man is not. It is not. Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Bayonetta is the answer. I was going to give a hint that I was going to give that away, but to Caleb at least.
Yeah, Which I wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah. All right. Video games is gone. We are at Trevor 7, Caleb 8. We got a few categories left here. We might cut a couple categories depending on show length. But anyway.
Let's swap over to... So we're done with technology. We're done with geography. We're done...
We have science, music, movies and TV, sports, tech,
let's
and
do
food
music.
And drink.
We haven't done music. I don't think that's like the technical aspect of music. I think it's like history of music, but let's do it.
Okay. Let's see here. Should we go with an easier one?
Sure.
We'll go with an easier music one because I'm going to go with the harder one. Which genre of music did Taylor Swift start in? Which genre of music did Taylor Swift start in? Should be a pretty simple one for you guys here, I would hope.
Maybe. I don't listen to a lot of Taylor Swift. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, but she's been a thing for a long, long time. All right. I want to see answers. This one's a simple one. 3, 2, 1. Trevor holds up country. Caleb holds up garbage in parentheses. Country. That's a point for both of you.
Sorry, I meant to just write country. Sorry, my bad.
Dun, 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 dun. Trevor with 8. Caleb with 9.
Let's go back to music.
Caleb is sticking with music. All right, I'm going for a hard one here. Oh, what was, well, harder. What was the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page? What was the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page?
Formed by Jimmy Page.
What was the rock band formed by Jimmy Page? Got some great hip hop going on here.
All right.
All right, let's see answers here. Caleb's showing me up. 3, 2, 1. Let's see it. Trevor says Fleetwood Mac. Caleb says Led Zeppelin. Caleb is correct. It is Led Zeppelin.
I don't know any music artists.
Fleetwood Mac.
Caleb takes the lead.
I literally couldn't think of any other band.
I already had the lead. Now it's 10-8.
With 2 points. Ooh. All right, Caleb, you want to stick with music?
Let's go to science.
Science. Science. All right, let's go.
Blinded her with science.
All right.
Boo.
What part of the atom has no electric charge? What part of the atom has no electric charge? All right, let's see those answers in 3, 2, 1. Let's see them. Trevor says neutron. Caleb says neutron after crossing out nucleus. Neutron is the correct answer. That is a point for both of you.
That could have been my comeback.
See, right. I don't think that question was very well written because I think a neutron is a neutrally charged atom. And a proton is a positively charged atom. I don't think that there's a part of the atom that is neutral or like, I think it's more, it should have been type of, right? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That's why I was like, wait, nuclear? I don't know. Wait, hold on. Neutron.
For sure.
All right, let's go back to science. Get a real one. Yeah, Paul. All right, this one's going to be a tough one, though, for you. How dare you not write these questions?
Oh, man.
Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in 1903? Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in 1903?
Oh, shit.
A lot of thinking going on here. Caleb rubbing scratching that furrowed brow. Trevor looks confident. Trevor's definitely a little sauce behind the eyes. He definitely does not want to let the audience know that like he's one joke away from exploding in laughter. He's got a little bit of that buzz going. He slammed like 2 beers before the show. He was ready to go.
Are we ready?
All right, let's get into it. Answers 3, 2, 1. Madame Curie, Miss Buttersworth.
Damn it, it was incorrect. Madame Curie. I couldn't remember the name. Yep.
Trevor gets it.
Oh, I kept on wanting.
Beep, 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 beep. I wanted to say Marie Antoinette, but that's definitely not right.
I pulled that one straight out of my ass, to be honest.
Nice. There you go. I mean, that's what you got to do here. Trevor, one science question left.
Mrs. Butterworth should have one because that stuff is fire.
Is it Ms. Buttersworth's?
No, it's Mrs. She's locked down, man. You have no chance.
Damn shame.
Trevor, what are you picking? What are you, technology, science?
Let's finish the science category.
All right, the science category is going to end with another one about planets. Which planet has the most gravity? Which planet has the most gravity?
Dang. In our solar system?
In our solar system, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Answer in 3, 2, 1. Let's see him. Trevor says Jupiter. Caleb says Jupiter. That is correct for both of you.
I thought I had Caleb on that one.
Okay. The board remains with Trevor. The science category is eliminated. Music, movies and TV, sports, tech, food, and drink.
Let's do movies and TV.
Movies and TV. Here we go on our adventure here. Okay. What was the name of the actor who played Jack Dawson in Titanic? What was the name of the actor who played Jack Dawson in the Titanic?
Do we have to write it all the way out?
Okay. I will take a shorthanded answer.
All right,
cool. Let's see those answers. 3, 2, 1. Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing. Correct answers.
I don't think there's any chance of either.
We're rolling here. Trevor, board remains with you. You want to stay in that category?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Knock them out.
All right.
I'm all about crushing categories and destroying Caleb.
How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
Too many.
How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
Oh, man. I've never been much of a fan of the James Bond movies.
All right. Let's see here, guys. Let's get your answers. 3, 2, 1. Trevor holds up 3. Caleb holds up 5. The correct answer is 7.
Oh, wow. 7. That is so many movies. Hell.
Sean, calm down. No wonder he's got the funny accent. He's probably just tired of talking.
Yeah, I would agree. There's one movie and TV question left if you would like to finish it off.
Knock it out, Trevor. Come on.
Let's finish it.
Which Indiana Jones movie was released in 1984? Which Indiana Jones movie was released in 1984?
Oh, man.
And you don't need to put Indiana Jones. You can just put the, you know, the title of the movie.
All right.
All right. Answers in 3, 2, 1. Shoot. Let's see it. Oh. Kayla put Raiders. Trevor put Temple of Doom. It is Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Oh, yeah.
Is the correct
now
answer.
Now it's tied up.
Here. Big it win right now. That was a big win.
Tied up here, guys. Bring all right, back. Trevor, where are we heading?
What's left?
We have music, sports, tech, food, and drink.
Let's do another tech one.
All right. Let's do another tech one. All right, this one's going to be an easy one. What's the shortcut for copy function on most computers?
Oh, okay. Come on.
What's the shortcut? Nope.
Can we just skip that one? Because it's
nope. Nope.
We know. Okay, well, what is most computers? Is it a Windows or a Mac? Because I know them both.
It's going to start with Control or it's going to start with Command.
Yep, Command C or Control C. We both, Trevor and I both know that one.
All right, give it to us. Good work, guys. You did it.
Give it the next tech one. Give it the next tech one.
All right, this is a hard one, and I don't think you're going to get it. Try what is me. The name of the man who launched eBay back in 1995?
All right, so we don't know name? That one. Let's skip that one.
No. Hang on a second.
I'll allow it.
I know. All right. I don't know who launched eBay, but I know someone who was involved. But we'll give it a try.
All right. Ready?
All right. Paul. Let's see those answers. 3, 2, 1. Elon Musk, Robert Duvall. It is Pierre Omidyar.
Okay, yeah.
Pierre Omidyar.
Wouldn't it be just like the French to launch something like that? It's all steamy.
Hey, Elon Musk, though, started PayPal, which was partnered with eBay.
And he is forcing his people to go back to work when they shouldn't be because he's a crazy person. All right, Trevor, the board remains with you, my friend.
Caleb, I'd love to hear you try to pronounce his child's name.
Little Musk.
Little Musk, that's actually a great rap
Little
name.
Musk. All right, Trevor. Music, sports, food, and drink.
Let's do food and drink.
All right. Which European nation was said to invent hot dogs?
What?
Which European nation was said to invent hot dogs?
Oh, right. Mm.
All right, I want answers in 3, 2, 1.
Can't spell it.
Caleb puts Bavaria. Bavaria.
Bavaria.
Trevor put a really bad spelling of Germany, but Germany is the correct answer.
No. Yeah.
Trevor in the lead by 1. Yeah. Trevor, we staying in food and drink?
Yeah, let's finish it out.
What is the common name for dried plums? What is the common name for dried plums?
I think we both know.
Answers
this one.
In 3, 2, 1. Figs, prunes. The answer is prunes, Trevor.
Oh,
prunes.
Damn it.
Ooh, needed that one. Needed
tied
that one.
Up one. Caleb, would you like to eliminate the food, to food and drink category?
Yeah. This game sucks. I don't want
to
play
again.
Anymore.
According to this one, which country produces the most coffee in the world? Produces the most coffee in the world?
I think I've got it. I'd be shocked if Caleb doesn't have this one. He drinks so much coffee.
All right, let's see those answers. 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Trevor says Colombia. Caleb says Colombia. It's Brazil.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, I knew it was. I didn't know if it was. I knew it was South American, but it was Colombia, Brazil, Peru, or Costa Rica. I didn't know.
At least we both got it wrong. That's all.
Trevor, do you have 16 or 15?
All right.
It's tied at 15. I got a tie at 15 here.
I've got us tied at 14.
I got a tie at 15. So
I just know we're
15.
Tied. I've just been keeping the plus one or plus, you know, zero.
All right. All right, so music and sports. Those are our two categories left. Caleb,
the
board
is
with you.
Let's go with sports. Nobody likes them.
Sports. Okay.
Colorado Rockies.
Okay.
Oh.
Which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles?
I'm just going to pick a random Serena or whatever Williams.
I'm going to pick a random Serena or whatever.
All right, let's see answers.
3, 2, 1, go.
Serena. The correct answer is Serena Williams.
Yeah, we got it right.
Good work.
I don't remember what the other Williams is named.
All right, your next question is, how many Super Bowls have the Denver Broncos won?
Oh my gosh.
You
rigged
this. How
many Super Bowls have the Denver Broncos won?
You Googled, this isn't part of the website, is it?
How many Super Bowls
have
the Denver Broncos won?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see it, boys.
Hold on.
Show me answers.
Hold
on. Come on, Caleb.
Let's see it, Caleb. Come on.
Ready? Oh, he already wrote it.
Says too many. 6. I wish. You both said too many.
We
the correct
both
answer
said
is
many.
3.
That's
correct
so
answer
awesome.
Is 3.
That is right. So fantastic.
I'll go back to that. Okay, you guys sticking with sports?
It's up to Caleb, I think.
You know what, Trevor? We were at 14. We're in control of our points. We both bump up to 16 for that one. We get 2 points for synergy.
No, you don't.
We were tied.
Well, I mean, I have you.
We bumped up.
I have you tied at 16, so.
Tied at 18.
All right, Caleb, where are we going?
Let's go
here?
To music.
Music or sports? Music.
All we need is music.
Okay. Let's see. How many Grammys does John Legend have?
Can we get music like pre the 90s? Because that was like
John Legend married to like Chrissy Teigen or something? What's her name?
Yep.
Nice.
All right. Let's see answers.
That's all I know about John Legend.
3, 2, 1. Caleb said 4. Trevor said 3. It's 10.
What?
10 Grammys.
Wow.
10 Grammys?
Is he that good? I don't think he's that.
He paid off the committee.
All right. Are you guys ready? Would you like to the last music question, Caleb?
Sure.
Which British girl group had a member by the name of Mel B?
Oh my God.
Which British girl group had a member named Mel B?
This one's so easy. Is that the hardest question? Or was that just one of the questions?
No.
Are these in any order?
That was one of them. I had some other ones, you guys had a chance. Let's see them. Trevor says the Spice Girls. Caleb says NSYNC. It is the Spice Girls.
Caleb, come on.
Trevor, I had no idea.
Goes in the lead. Sports is the only remaining category, so I will pick the questions here.
I get a point for that.
Why was all the music questions current day? Stupid.
That's
the
not
Spice
true.
I have a question about the Beatles' questions. White Album.
And the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls.
All right. Which of these events is... that one doesn't make any sense. There's a whole list. All right, Caleb, here's one for you. Which hockey team did Wayne Gretzky play for in the 80s? Which hockey team did Wayne Gretzky play for in the 80s?
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea.
Oh, I really should know this.
I know Wayne Gretzky, obviously, but I have no idea what team he ever has played for. I don't know a single team he's ever played for, ever. He's just Wayne Gretzky.
All right, let's see him.
Hang on.
Well, don't be flabbing to give me an answer at least, Trevor.
Well, I got to write it down. It takes a second. You know how nice my handwriting is. It really takes a minute to write it.
Let me see.
Count us down, Paul.
The Red Wings? No, Trevor. That's not even close. Caleb, the Philly Flyers? No, it is the Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers.
I wasn't even close. I was trying to think about like, what is it? The New York Long Islanders?
What the is Jets, that one? The Giants, the Biggies, the...
All right, this one should be an easy one. For the final question before the last question, before we wrap up the show, which Jamaican runner is an 11-time world champion, holds the record in the 100 and 200-meter race?
Oh, man. Come on.
Ben's... He spoiled it.
But for what it's worth, that's what I was writing, easy.
Usain Bolt. That is the correct answer for both of you. All right, the score is going into the final question. Trevor is up by one.
No. So
this question is going to be worth 2 points.
Oh, this question is
Trevor is up 18-17.
Final question.
So this final question is worth 2 points.
It's the final countdown.
Trevor wins, or Trevor, or you win, Caleb. That's where it all comes down to. All right. This one's going to be tough. So I am awarding 2 points to the person who comes closest to the total amount of box office that The Dark Knight brought in U.S. dollars.
The Dark Knight?
The closest dollar amount to the amount that The Dark Knight grossed at the box office. Worldwide. This is worldwide, by the way, too.
Oh, man.
Give you a second. I'll give you a little bit more time because this is the game. I'm going to take this time to thank everyone for checking out the Chat Pack podcast. We don't usually play trivia. Thank you so much for joining us here. You can catch the show usually live streamed at twitch.tv/chat_pack every week. You can also find us on your favorite streaming service, of course, all sorts of cool stuff. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're on both of those now, and you can stay tuned to there for all sorts of great details. The exciting conclusion of trivia comes down to the question of how much did The Dark Knight gross at the box office during its run? Let's start with Caleb. Caleb, what is your answer? $600 million. Caleb puts down $600 million.
Worldwide? Trevor, I don't know.
What is your answer?
We've got...
$500 million?
Oh, no.
Caleb Cole takes it. It is a $1.005 billion. The Dark Knight grossed
at the last second. He snatches the victory.
Trevor, I thought of you a little bit with that one, but that was the final question. Caleb pulls off the stunner.
I was about to write 500 million too, and I just wrote 600.
Winning 19-18 there in this final stretch.
Trevor, good game.
With over $1 billion in revenue worldwide, it became the highest grossing film of 2008, and it is the 46th highest grossing film of all time, unadjusted for inflation. It was the fourth at the time of the release. It also set the record for the highest grossing domestic opening with $158 million, and it held that record for 3 years. So there you go. There was your Dark Knight.
I knew that the Marvel movies had beat The Dark Knight in terms of box office numbers.
I'm surprised you both went so low. I would have figured someone was going to do the B, but yeah, I mean, it was a big deal. Anyway, guys, good work. Thank you so much. What a wonderful... I thought that was fun. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you guys enjoyed watching it, but thank you so much. This has been the Chat Pack Podcast, where you can catch us talking about this, that, and the other thing, and Caleb's horrible times as well. Like I said, follow us on the social medias. Follow us here on Twitch if you would please do so. But until next time, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you on the flippity flip.